The contentious Minor Offenses Ordinance, an order that assigns fines to more than 200 violations, will take effect January 1st with an amendment to clarify who can write the tickets. The ordinance was passed Tuesday evening during a four-hour emotional roller coaster of a meeting. There were tears, threats, applause, yelling, and a couple of Nazi references. But despite it all, the controversial Minor Offenses Ordinance passed 4-3 Tuesday evening at the Haynesboro Assembly meeting.
This smacks of Hitler and Nazism to me. I mean, some borough employee having the right to just blindly give a ticket, that's just crazy.
I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I fought the war about communism and stuff like this a long time ago. We don't need this kind of a dictatorship.
If you violate your oath of office, I'm afraid you will be prosecuted for it.
We need full information, and we also need to build trust in our community.
Please reconsider your vote and give the citizens of Haynes due respect.
That was Haynes residents Bruce Spencer, Gene Strong, Paul Nelson, Carol Tyneman, and Dave Button. The ordinance takes violations that already exist in borough code and, according to borough staff, streamlines the enforcement process. The long list of rules has caused such an uproar because it is seen as excessive and overreaching. People are worried that they'll be cited for driving around with their family dog in the back of their truck or jaywalking on Main Street. It passed with the amendment that borough manager Dave Sosa develop a policy regarding who can issue citations, what training is required to do so, and what codes can be enforced. If the policy is approved by the Assembly, the Minor Offenses Ordinance will take effect on January 1st. The ordinance was also amended to reflect a few recommendations from the Government Affairs and Services Committee. Nearly 20 residents at the meeting spoke out against the ordinance, citing infringement on their constitutional rights and an unlawful process leading up to Tuesday's vote. Four committees were assigned to comb through the ordinance and make recommendations to the Assembly. Borough Clerk Julie Causey said at the meeting that she hasn't received any committee recommendations. Mike Danker asked where that information was and what happened at those committee meetings.
Do these committee meetings have a quorum? Are we dealing with a minimum number of committee members that made that decision? Was there public present? What was the discussion like? That's critical pieces of information to make decisions so the public knows what's going on. So that information was not provided. We've already violated, as a community, we've already violated two sections of code.
Early on in the four-hour meeting, Deputy Mayor Diana Lapham threatened to eject members of the audience for speaking out, applauding, and interrupting the proceeding. Reese Williams suggested she focus her energy on the matter at hand.
And if the people want to applaud someone's statement, so be it. Let it go. It's okay. They can applaud and we can relax. Thank you.
One more outburst and I will have you removed from this room. Thank you.
When it finally came time to vote on the ordinance, the count went like this. Mike Case, Lapham, and Joanne Waterman voted in favor of passing it. Dave Berry Jr. and Ron Jackson voted against it. But when Causey asked George Campbell for his vote...
Campbell?
I refuse to vote. We do not have the information from all the committees. We know that there's information out there. It violates the Open Meetings Act. I refuse to vote.
You have no authority to do so, sir, in code. Huh. It does not allow abstention.
I refuse to vote. Arrest me, call me in contempt, whatever.
The unorthodox move held up the process. After some discussion and research, Campbell's non-vote counted in the negative, causing a 3-3 tie. It was then that the emotional session caused Waterman to tear up, saying that the vote, quote, just doesn't feel right. It was up to Mayor Jan Hill to break the tie. She was on speakerphone on her way to Miami for borough business. Hill voted in favor of passing the ordinance. Many feel that the relationship between the Assembly and its constituents has been damaged as a result of this development. Kyle Ponsford spoke twice at Tuesday's meeting. He finished with this after the ordinance passed.
It makes no sense. So you want to talk about losing the faith of the people? We don't trust you because you're insane. And I use that word insane on purpose because your mind isn't working right.
It was clear Tuesday from those who spoke that they feel the Minor Offenses Ordinance needs work before it is implemented. That they can agree on. The first working group meeting takes place on October 2nd at 6:30 in Assembly Chambers. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Jillian Rogers. For more background on the Minor Offenses Ordinance and a complete list of violations, go to khns.org.